What will the Badgerys Creek Airport mean for jobs in the surrounding area?
Well, the job promises that have been made have varied and changed with the seasons. There's no guarantee that any of these jobs will actually come from Western Sydney. Our view is that the jobs numbers will be far more modest than is predicted and will not outweigh the environmental and social damage that will be done by this development.
What impact do you expect the airport to have on public transport networks in Western Sydney and broader Sydney?
Well, the governments at both levels are not making appropriate commitments to rail, so I believe that what you will see is increased road traffic, increased air pollution and decreased amenity for residential areas in and around the airport.
Have residents of the local area been kept informed about the development plans for the airport?
What they are doing is they're talking about everything but what matters. They have refused to release the flight paths. So we're building an airport, but no one knows where the planes are going to fly. It's kind of like that episode from Yes Minister, the most efficient hospital in England was a hospital with no patients. Well, this is the airport with no flight paths. Residents want to know where the planes will fly, who will be affected, whose quality of life will be diminished. There are no flight paths that have been released, and the government isn't going to release them soon. So they're racing to construct this thing, but not telling anyone who's going to be impacted and by how much.
What social and environmental impacts are you concerned about with the airport going ahead?
Increased noise, impact the World Heritage Area, impacts to air pollution, impact to road pollution, the potential loss of World Heritage listing in the Blue Mountains, the potential impacts on Warragamba Dam. We believe the impacts on the community of Blue Mountains will be significant. We believe the impact on the World Heritage Area will be significant, and we believe it puts our UNESCO World Heritage listing at risk.
How could the flight route plans for the airport affect local residents?
Well, because the planes will be flying over people. You're talking about a densely populated area. You're talking about several million people living out there. You're talking not about an airport with a curfew, which is what Sydney gets, but you're talking about an airport with no curfew. There is no plan for double glazing. No plan for noise attenuation, only aeroplanes 24/7, 365 days a year, flying over communities of Western Sydney with no respite, including a World Heritage Area, the Blue Mountains, that attracts 5 million tourists a year.
What stage are they up to with developing the site of the airport?
Oh, well, look, they're in the early stages. And they're racing to get it built as quickly as they can before they have to reveal the full horror story of the flight paths, because they know when they do, as has happened before, the community will rise up and say no, and what they're hoping is that it'll all be too late.
How will the building of this airport affect Sydney's Kingston Smith Airport, and do you think there's a demand for this new airport?
No, look, I don't. I think that this, and obviously the market doesn't either. When the government looked for private sector partners to build the airport, no one was interested. All I think the government's trying to do is to shift the noise burden out west, but not give Western Sydney residents the same protections that inner city residents get. No curfew, no noise attenuation. They won't even tell us where the flight paths are going to be.